And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. My name's Luke Hines and I'm going to be with you for the next hour of power to help you look, think and feel your absolute best. Happy Sunday. In the studio today, I am joined by two of my absolute faves. Seize the A podcaster and author, Sarah Davidson. Good morning, Sis. How are you?
Good morning. This is the best way to start a Sunday, I must say.
There's a bit of a vibe in the room.
Always a vibe. Always a vibe with you two.
Do you reckon that vibe could be coming from the man to my left?
If the next hour is as jumpy as the hour off air between 7 and 8, anything could happen and... Call us 131873 and get involved.
Those dulcet tones you're listening to right now is our resident pharmacist and master herbalist, Gerald Quigley. We hope you are all well. Anyone who's listening across Australia right now, we thank you for joining us this morning. We love that we get to start the day with you. Team, I got three words to start the show.
Oh, we did this last week.
Nah. And we never say the right number of words either.
No, this is new. I've got a little surprise for you. Slip, slop. Slap.
It's not new.
You can count this week. That's new.
I've got an honest question. Yeah. Have you always been sun smart throughout your life?
I admittedly was not great when I was younger, and I regret it. And I think now I'm religious now, and it's so much better.
We're all living longer now, so what we're finding is that there are now sun-damaged skin people who struggle to keep that under control. But remember, we've learnt a lot more, but there's still a lot more we need to learn, and we probably need to revisit the messaging to make it just a little more targeted now to that instead of slip, slop, slap.
Yep.
When that started, it was fantastic. It really created an image of just being sensible. We've probably, I think it's falling on deaf ears to a certain degree.
I really wish I listened to the messaging in my early 20s a whole lot more, because now I am more diligent than ever. Not only because I'm trying to repair sun damage from my youth,
but I'm trying to prevent further damage.
But also not just sun damage about the aesthetics. We are talking about skin cancers. So it is officially summer, and I'm sure in some parts of the country, it is a lot hotter than others, because I'm in Melbourne with you guys right now, and yesterday I was filming for the House of Wellness TV show.
Yes.
Torrential rain.
We're all in puffer jackets this morning, pretty much.
Just remember that the country needs water.
It does, and I love that. So our health topic today is going to be how to beat skin cancer, and we'll have loads of tips on the best way to protect your skin against the UV rays. So we're going to talk to Emma Glassenbury, the head of SunSmart from the Cancer Council Victoria, with some positive reinforcement of how to look after our skin during the summer months. And remember, there is no such thing as a healthy tan. Now,
really? I challenge that.
Tan in a bottle.
Now, this is a topic today that got us really talking before the show started. International Day of People with Disability, and with some 4.4 million of us here in Australia recognised with having a disability, this is an important day for us all. Do you think we're being inclusive enough, yes or no?
We're trying very hard, and I think as time goes by, we're looking at, and I struggle with the word disability. I think it can be a little bit patronising, but we're trying a lot harder. And I think as a world, things are getting better and better and better, and that is wonderful.
We are going to chat with Nick Morris. He's a Paralympic gold medalist and Spinal Research Institute board director, and he's here to talk about living with a disability and the way forward for inclusivity and a life best lived. GQ, we're going to talk through some of the ancient practices of Ayurvedic and Chinese medicines can play of supporting a role in having a healthy libido. But don't forget, this show is all about you, the listeners. So any health topic you'd like to ring in about, ask us any question. The number is 131 873. Please get those calls coming in. But next up, protecting our skin against the summer sun, right here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number, 131 873. Now is the time to give us a call on any of your health issues. But first, Australia has one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. And with summer upon us, we thought we would do a deep dive into the sun protection awareness. Joining us on the line is Emma Glastonbury, the head of SunSmart at Cancer Council Victoria, with some really good tips. Good morning and welcome to the show, Emma. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Such an important topic. It's still true that the five principles of slip, slop, slap, seek and slide still very much apply, don't they?
Absolutely. The iconic slip, slop, slap with seek and slide added are absolutely key in preventing against skin cancer. We're so lucky to live in Australia with wonderful outdoor spaces, but this means we're exposed to some of the harshest UV levels in the world. And that's why we're really encouraging everyone to enjoy the outdoors, but to cover up whenever the UV is 3 and above. This means wearing some protective clothing, wide-brim hat, sunglasses, applying sunscreen and seek shade wherever possible.
Emma, I think it's one of those things where often we underestimate actually how many people are affected. So what are the current stats in our country for skin cancer?
Yeah, as mentioned in the introduction, Australia has one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. And this is partly due to our really high UV levels. In Australia's lifetime, 2 in 3 people will be diagnosed with skin cancer. And the majority of skin cancers are caused by too much UV radiation. But the good news is skin cancer is almost entirely preventable. So reminding people to cover up whenever the UV is 3 and above.
Emma, I have a clash of cultures, because the mantra is there is no such thing as a healthy tan. But how often do you hear the phrase when you come across someone you haven't seen for a while, gee, you look well, because they may have, in their view, a healthy tan. So how do we get that straight, that we're saying no such thing as a healthy tan, but social media is all about looking fantastic and everyone's got a tan? You don't see pale people advertising, do you? They've all got a tan. So how do you get over that?
Well, as you mentioned, the best way to stay healthy is to protect yourself from the UV, and there is no such thing as a healthy tan. So it's really important for everyone to role model what good sun protection means and really drive home the consequences and the serious consequences of skin cancer and how important sun protection is.
And so, Emma, you mentioned before, not only is it preventable, but then once you've actually been diagnosed with it, like what are the survival rates that we're talking about? How important is early detection, and how do we even check for them for skin cancers?
So the repeated exposure to the sun's UV can cause skin cancer, including the deadliest form, melanoma, which can spread from your skin to vital organs. So while we've made great progress in treatments for skin cancer, prevention is absolutely key to stop it in its tracks. And early detection is also important. We know that the sooner skin cancer is found, the earlier it is to treat, the easier it is to treat, mm-hmm. and early detection saves lives.
As some of us in this room are getting a little older, Emma, why do melanomas often develop in areas that never see the sun?
That's a really good question, and it's melanoma can be from too much UV radiation, but some people have a higher risk of skin cancer than others as well. So they're people with fairer skin types, a history of skin cancer or a family history, abnormal moles, and it's really important for these people to speak to their GP and put in a proper surveillance plan for their skin checks.
Okay. Emma, we talk a lot about on this show about vitamin D. How can we manage getting enough vitamin D and also being protected from the sun?
Yeah, so as we've mentioned today, too much sun's UV radiation can cause skin cancer. So getting the balance right between too much UV and enough vitamin D is really important. Most people get enough vitamin D in just a few minutes during the summer months. So really, most people don't need to be concerned about vitamin D during the summer. And if they do have concerns, to speak to their doctor.
Fantastic. Emma, it has been great to have you on our show today. For SunSmart awareness and for more info on protecting yourself from the sun's rays this summer, you can head to sunsmart.com.au. Thank you for joining us, Emma. Let's jump into your calls. We'll start with Yvonne from Mornington. Good morning, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hello, Yvonne. How can we help?
I'm glad you're covering sun damage because I just wanted to get across the point that people should remember to put sunscreen on their lips.
Yeah, such a good
because
point. Yeah.
We all know about on our face. I wear a hat all the time. I'm in my 60s and I thought my hat was covering my face, but it's that bottom part of your lips that's exposed and now I'm suffering with precancerous sun damage. All because I wasn't putting anything on my lips.
And can I add to your good advice, Yvonne, and also look at the tips of ears? I play golf and lawn bowl and other things, and a lot of my mates wear caps, which is just, you know, they think they're 15 and Leighton Hewitt. But they're actually not protecting the tops of their ears, and a few of them are having bits chopped off their ears. So there are a few parts of our body that we just think, oh, it's nice and tough.
Thank you for giving us that call. Let's go to Kate from Blackburn. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Yesterday, Luke, you said you were out and filming yesterday in Melbourne and it was raining.
Yes.
Yesterday, Melbourne's UV was 5.
There you go.
Wow.
There's an app on your you can put on your phone. It's mm-hmm. free mm-hmm. and it tells you what the UV is at any point of the day. So yesterday, you were out, it was raining, and you were out in 5, whatever the measure is, 5.
Yeah, he would have been inside, Kate. He's a bit precious. He
Kate, I will admit, I hid in a greenhouse.
Thank you for the reminder, Kate. So do you know what the app's called? Is it a Bureau of Meteorology app or is it a SunSmart app?
It's available, I don't know, just called UV. It's available in the app stores.
Okay.
And it sits on your phone and it's got a constant UV number mm-hmm. sitting on your phone. So even if the app's not open, it's got a constant number sitting there.
Well done, you. Good.
You are a breath of fresh air. Thank you for that
call, Kate.
We want to get to more of your calls. Please keep them coming in. 131873 is our number. We're going to get to more of those next, right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Men, it's time to get up and grab Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules from Chemist Warehouse. It blends natural plant actives like tribulus, ginkgo biloba and horny goatweed, traditionally used in Chinese medicine to support healthy sexual function and healthy libido. So reach for Go Healthy's Tribulus Max 120 capsules available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Please phone us 131873. We're going to get to your calls in moments. Maybe it's a vitamin you're curious about, a medication or an injury, or just wanting to tell us a story about one of our topics that we're talking about today. Now, we've heard that saying, the good oil, and I want to talk about healthy fats for a minute because there are so many differing opinions online, and you've got people from both camps screaming from the rooftops, really vocal about it, but I want to break it down into its most simplest form. When we are talking about any type of fat to be healthy, it's got to be as unprocessed and unrefined as possible. That means coming from nature. That's why when we're talking about plant-based fats, things like nuts, seeds, avocados, they're so good for us because they've not been tampered with. They're the way Mother Nature intended. But I want to talk about cooking oils and fats here for a minute, and the same rule applies. Guys, it's a passionate topic we were talking about earlier before the show. We need to keep this topic simple because really, when we're talking with fats that we need to cook with, they've got to be the most unrefined and naturally occurring as possible.
The difficulty is, Heinze, that there are, I think, in the world, a lot of people with too much time on their hands. And they get out there in social media and they put out an opinion, which is usually totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And all that does is cause confusion where people just say, I give up. Look, I'm not going to change what I do. And if that's unhealthy, it's not the best thing, is it? So how do we simplify? What oil should we keep? What oil do you now, Sarah?
Well, I definitely
let me just drop the interrogation level.
I feel very persecuted right now.
Now, what oils do you have in your pantry that you use for cooking?
I must say, in that complexity of the landscape point that there was a long time where I was scared of oils, scared of fats.
Wow.
Because I think we've really demonized the idea of
unfairly.
Fat's bad, oily food is bad, but not making the distinction that there are good fats and good oils and bad fats and bad oils.
Yes.
There are still ones that are really good for you and they're important in your diet. So I'm a big olive oil gal.
It's interesting you say that, Sarah, because I think fat needs a new PR agent because
100%.
We need to disassociate body fat, the fat hanging around our hips or our butt or our thighs that, you know, we might be putting on over the years. We need to disassociate that word with naturally occurring healthy fats that we should be celebrating in our diet. Now, my go-to on my shelf, in my pantry, absolutely extra virgin olive oil.
Same.
But there's some others that I tap into for different reasons. Mm. Ghee has many medicinal benefits, great for our gut health. That's in there too. Mm. And it's also lactose-free, so people who can't normally have dairy, ghee can usually be quite a low reactivity point.
Sure.
And those that are plant-based, coconut oil is fantastic for some of your baking and things like that.
What about, Heinzie, that old chestnut smoke point where these keyboard warriors say, oh, you've got to be careful about the smoke point. The smoke point of extra virgin olive oil, in fact, all olive oil. It is rubbish. It's been totally dismantled as rubbish, but we still read it, don't we?
The problem is that the more we delve into something, the more opinions we're going to get. You simply Google anything on the internet and you are going to get so many differing opinions. Remember, listen to your body. Mm. Work out what works for you, what you eat and enjoy. Listen to how that reacts in your body. Do you feel tired? Do you feel energized? And I've got to say, the best versatility about things like extra virgin olive oil is you can shallow fry, you can do some, you know, pan frying in it. You can roast your veggies in the oven with it.
Yes.
You can drizzle on top of a salad.
Oh, douse it raw. I'm a raw douser.
I have been
I bet
to
you
an
are.
Olive oil. I've been to an olive oil tasting. I've done with an olive oil grower a tasting of various olive oils, including some bulk ones from the supermarket shelf that you almost makes you throw up. They are so bad. If you want to test what an olive oil should be like, have a couple of teaspoonfuls neat, swill it around your mouth, and then spit it out.
You want to know another way to test it?
What?
Is in my choc espresso olive oil cake, which I'll have to share with the House of Wellness very soon. It is an important topic. You want to talk about oils? Give us a call. And speaking of calls, we're going to go to some of those right now. Dominic from Melbourne. Good morning.
Hello, Dominic.
Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning.
How can we help?
I'm calling about a problem my wife has with a constant burp.
Mm-hmm.
She was diagnosed with cancer a few years ago. She had chemotherapy and radiotherapy, came all good out of that, but she's been left with this terrible burp.
It normally means, Dominic, that she's not digesting her food in her stomach. So when you eat food, your tummy releases all sorts of enzymes and all sorts of acids to help digest the food. If it's not properly digested, it produces air. Air can come up or it can go down. We're focusing at the moment on the air that comes up. So if you pop into your pharmacy today or tomorrow, there are a number of wonderful options. Powders that you just mix before. Usually the main meal is the problem, the evening meal, and then we go and sit down and we burp. There are some phenomenal products, very effective, and just go and ask for some advice from your pharmacist. You need an enzyme container, something to help your digestive process.
Thank you for that call, Dominic. Now, GQ, I just want to pick up on something there. You said air is either going to come up or come down. Mm. So you're talking about flatulence.
Yes.
And they're both occurring because we're not digesting our food properly.
Totally.
What differentiates which direction it goes?
Usually what the type of food is, how quickly you eat, what you're doing at the time. So if you're a fast eater and you don't chew and you're swallowing, but the first part of digestion is the chewing.
Mm.
We're breaking down particle sizes to something our tummy can digest. If that doesn't happen, and Dominic didn't explain what the chemotherapy was involved in, but those threats against her body can often upset the works, and that's what's happened.
Well, I tell you what, we're equipped now. Absolutely, says NGQ. Please keep those calls coming in. Our number, take it down right now, 131873. It can be about any of our topics that we're talking about today, or it could be about a general health concern, vitamin, mineral, or medication. We are the ones to call. Next up, it's International Day of People with Disability, right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia.
thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are hay fever allergies holding your child back this spring? Try Telfast from Chemist Warehouse. Telfast 180 milligram gives fast-acting, non-drowsy hay fever relief for kids over 12 years, while Telfast oral liquid helps kids over 6 months with hives and kids over 2 years with hay fever and year-round allergies. Get your kids back outdoors with Telfast. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number, 131873. Please give us a call on any of your health issues. Today is the International Day of People with Disability, which has worldwide significance because an estimated 1.3 billion of us currently experience some form of disability. That's one in six people globally. Joining us on the line is Nick Morris, a board director of the Spinal Research Institute, founding director of Morris Gotting Accessibility Consultants, and a Paralympic gold medalist. That is quite the list. Welcome to the show, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm terrific, thank you.
That is a really beautiful list of achievements, and it's important because today is actually International Day of People with Disability. Tell me, what's the key messaging for this year?
Do you know what it is? It's about opportunity. That we're so lucky in Australia, we've got things like the NDIS. And I've never been without a job, but we need to support people. So instead of having pensions, they're paying taxes because they've got jobs and they're in school and things like that. So we're a pretty lucky country, and I reckon opportunity is the way we need to look at this.
Nick, I love the way you approach your incredible story. And the theme for 2023 is We're Better Together. And you have definitely been kind of leading the charge with that, having lived with a spinal cord injury since teenagehood. So can you talk us through that time and just give us a bit of background into your story?
Yeah, well, one moment I'm a 16-year-old who's 6 foot two and playing football and cricket with all my friends, and then a motorbike accident resets my life. And simplistically, it's like learning to ride a bike again. You all of a sudden half your body's not working. But for me, I was lucky. I found sport really quickly. Mm. So wheelchair basketball just became a passion for me, and it made me get healthy and fit and want to get strong. So all of a sudden, that became really my driver.
It's funny, isn't it? We watch football and we watch various sports and we think they're brutal. I don't think there's anything more brutal than wheelchair basketball. So well done you. Nick, there's every day at the moment there's an article in the media about the NDIS. Yep. Do you think that and I hope people like you are being consulted on how we can actually even give better relief and better integration and get people into work? Because the NDIS, no one ever talks about this is an opportunity to seek guidance, to get back into the workforce, and we'll do whatever we can to help. It's just gone off the rails a little bit to a certain degree. Are they talking to people like you and probably you've got many other contemporaries to try and make sure that people who are either attempting to get NDIS support are getting a fair go?
Look, it's a really good point you make. My mate Kurt Fernley, he is the chair of NDIS.
Yes.
So we're getting the right people here. I think what we started out in the wrong manner. We were trying to fund everything for everyone, and all of a sudden it can't be sustainable. I think we just need to pare it back a bit to be able to say, what are the key things to give people a kickstart and to give them the opportunity, yes, as well as the health of getting people who are young out of nursing homes,
yes,
and so they can get them into good housing.
Yes.
So it's a double-edged sword there to a large degree.
Yes, okay.
Nick, at the top of the show, I asked Sarah and GQ, do you think we're doing enough in the disability space? It felt surreal asking that to three people in the room who aren't currently living with a disability. Let's ask you, is enough being done?
How long have we got on that one? look, as I said, Australia is, I think, in leading the world in a lot of things, from the social side of NDIA to what I do as a living, which is designing accessibility, putting in things like changing places facilities where people with extremely high needs are able to go out for the day where there's a specialised toilet where they can be changed and assisted and things like that. Now, so yes, we are doing that, but it's also attitudinal. You know, it's teaching our kids about it. So when they grow up to be adults and that they look at people with disabilities with and look at their abilities, not the other side of the coin.
Nick, I love that you've mentioned the word attitude in there because I think that's something that really shines through your journey. I mean, going from breaking your back to becoming a Paralympic gold medalist, it's not the immediate sort of pathway that you think of. And so I imagine one of the challenges is that mental game. And you've done some amazing work in removing those mental obstacles as well as physical obstacles. You received an award for your services to the 2008 Beijing Olympic and Paralympic Games with the mention of creating accessibility to the Great Wall of China. So can you tell us about that, because I think that's quite spectacular that we would think of that as a very difficult place to locate, and you've just changed that. You've flipped it on its head completely.
Well, they asked me to come over and help them with the accessibility, and I suppose I was quite brazen, and they said, how do we demonstrate that? And I said, let's go to the biggest one that is not accessible and create the Great Wall of China. And in a lot of ways, that became so symbolic. It was one of the first things they did, and the irony of it is that it is now inundated, not just with people with disabilities, but the elderly and families with strollers who can now enjoy the Great Wall of China. And so it was a great outcome, but it was very symbolic to say we're serious about accessibility. Then they did the Forbidden City, and now they've got a legislation that says that they need to build buildings that are accessible. So they came a long way in 2004, I think we started, so it's nice to be a part of it.
There'll be people listening, Nick, who think, I want to be like Nick, the guy that they just heard on the radio. Yep. What do you do on an average day? What would you do tomorrow?
I'll probably get up and do about 10Ks on my hand cycle and then get into work about 7 and look at, I'm helping Qantas at the moment with some accessibility issues that they're looking at. Couple of meetings with the staff because we're Australia-wide now and really, by the time I get to 5 o'clock, I'll come home. The kids will jump all over me, and the dog will come up and want a pat, and that'll be my day done.
Terrific,
Nick.
That's great.
We can't thank you enough for joining us on our show, especially today being International Day of People with Disability. If anyone wants to know more, they can go to www.idpwd.com.au, and you can find the Spinal Research Institute at thesri.org. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll jump to Marion quickly in Murrumbina. Good morning, Marion.
Hi, Marion.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Look, I'm still recovering from a paralysis that I sustained almost 50 years ago. My problems are now all muscular, and I'm responding to massage and neural manipulation quite well.
Good.
Are there any supplements that I can take to expedite my recovery?
There's no magic formula, Marion. The important part is perhaps you are working with a dietitian or a nutritionist who can guide you for the best food options that's going to maximise your recovery. So you're connecting with all the people that are important. Keep them close. And, you know, you'll probably read on the internet some magic solution somewhere. Be very careful. Stay with the products that you or the outcomes that you know. Eat well. Do all the exercises you've got to do. Stay less stressed.
Keep those calls coming in, 131 873 for any health issues after the break. The role ancient medicines play in supporting healthy relations, right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are hay fever allergies holding your child back this spring? Try Telfast from Chemist Warehouse. Telfast 180 milligram gives the acting non-drowsy hay fever relief for kids over 12 years. While Telfast Oral Liquid helps kids over 6 months with hives and kids over 2 years with hay fever and year-round allergies. Get your kids back outdoors with Telfast. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Fluid Away at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're still taking your calls, 131873. We'll jump into those in moments. But things are getting a little bit hot under the collar in here because we're talking about a topic a little bit closer to the bedroom. GQ, where do we begin?
We need to take an adult version of this discussion. Because
what are you trying
talking,
to say?
I'm afraid I'm unable to do that, Gerald.
We're talking about male vitality, which is very important, and it's the sort of thing that you two might have a discussion about with your dads or something. It is something you've got to face that eventually male testosterone levels drop away. So in women, we have menopausal issues, estrogen levels drop away. Yep. Similarly, in men's health, testosterone levels drop away. So there are a number of herbs where we've got clinical evidence that they're not going to make you a 25-year-old, but they do help testosterone production, which in marketing terms means that perhaps an increased libido. Now, one of them is tribulus, which is an Ayurvedic herb, Indian medicine, because it's been shown, along with a couple of others, that in some individuals we can have an increased testosterone production. It's not a magic bullet, remembering that libido, sexual health is all about overall health, how you sleep, your stress levels, what you eat, your weight, your exercise levels. And sometimes herbs like this can help just make a little bit of a difference.
I do love that we're talking about this because I think it's something that happens to many men,
yes.
But without the conversations, they don't know. You know, it's a bit stigmatized still. So having access to information about what can help is so important.
Well, blokes don't talk about this sort of thing because 100%. You know, it's very private and that doesn't help either.
But we have all heard of horny goat weed,
yes.
Speaking of herbs and weeds and natural kind of remedies.
Yes.
What role does that play in healthy sexual function? Is it a myth or is it an actual thing?
No, because that's another one like tribulus. So Epimedium is a herb with clinical evidence to show that it can help, again, with some testosterone production. Now, you blend those two. Herbal medicine's all about synergistic effects. You blend them. And the other one is ginkgo, which helps circulation get into the areas where we need to start working. So that combination is worth considering with some advice, so you can just pop in, ask your pharmacist, or send me an email.
So I was going to say, can we get enough in our diet, or should we be looking for a supplement? And if so, what should we be looking
for? No, well, we don't. We can't jump over the fence and start eating horny goat weed. So the important thing here is that if you feel you may need help from a libido perspective, and remembering all those other things I mentioned before, it's worth having a discussion with your trusted health practitioner, naturopath, pharmacist, whatever, just making sure that you're able to take it, not that there's any adverse effects associated with that, but get some realistic expectations. But there's a lot of those other things have got to fit in as well.
Get Nourished is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Tribulus Max, a convenient high-strength one-a-day formulation to enhance healthy libido. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. We're going to jump into a call. We've got a special call here. We've got Susie, the CEO of the Kids Foundation on Kids with Disability. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I just really wanted to phone in and make some families aware that may not be aware that we have a program for children that have disabilities from an injury or a disease, and we provide all sorts of support, like some financial hardship support. We also have provided, I think, 4 wheelchairs this year. And we run camps for families or retreats for families so that they can share their experiences and hopefully find ways to help their lives easier.
How do we get hold of information like that, Susie? Where can we direct people to?
Yeah, sure. You can go to our website, which is www.kidsfoundation.org.au.
Terrific.
Or you can phone in, which is 1-300-734-733.
Okay, we'll put that on our website so that perhaps we can act as a bit of a conduit there if someone wants more info. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you for that call, Susie. I was going to go to Peter, but I just want to talk to Peter's topic, which is duck fat. GQ, you love it?
Well, yes.
What's not to love? Some
I haven't
crispy,
met a duck fat potato I don't love.
Crispy duck fat
is it
potatoes.
Healthy?
Oh, it is healthy and delicious. We'll be right back. Right after this break, here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Men, it's time to get up and grab Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules from Chemist Warehouse. It blends natural plant actives like tribulus, ginkgo biloba and horny goatweed, traditionally used in Chinese medicine to support healthy sexual function and healthy libido. So reach for Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules tools available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Guys, you do not want to miss the final episode of the House of Wellness TV show airing today at midday across Channel 7 all over Australia. There is a great chance for you to win a trip to Bali if you head to our website. That's houseofwellness.com.au. You can win a trip to Sukhavati in Bali. It is incredible. I've been there. We did a number of segments for the show, and you're going to want to win this prize, but there's not long to go. So make sure you enter. And whilst you're on the website, if you called in today and you didn't get through, or you've got a question you didn't ask, you can head to the Ask tab where Gerald answers any of your questions. As always, a massive thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We wouldn't be here without them. GQ, Sarah.
Good to see you, Hunter.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is going to be...
Such a pleasure. Yeah. I'll see you next week. I'm back next week.
Well, you can't see me, but you'll hear me. Oh, I'll see you.
I can see you.
But they'll hear us. We hope you have an amazing Sunday. We'll join you next week.